Let's head on down to the Detroit Riverfront. We've talked about it a lot, some of the national accolades it's gotten. We've asked you how you use it, how you view the riverfront. And now we wanted to head back there to highlight a big event that they've got going on, Good Moves and Good Grooves, which they're putting together as part with the William Davidson Foundation. This is a 3-day event going to celebrate the city of Detroit with performers and activities and everything in between. A great way to get ready for the end of the summer before we head back to school, coming up on August 11th and running through the 13th. Culture Shift's Tia Graham here in studio with some special guests. Hey, Tia.
Hello, Ryan. And yes, joining the show right now is Darren McKeever, the president and CEO of the William Davidson Foundation, and Mark Wallace, the president and CEO of the Riverfront Conservancy. Thank you both for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to be here.
Awesome. So jumping in, William Davidson, who was he and what was some of the work that he was doing that he wanted to continue on throughout the rest of after him, at least?
Yeah. So Mr. Davidson was probably best known as the owner of the Detroit Pistons. Mm. He owned a couple other sports teams as well. He loved music. He loved sports. He loved Detroit. And one of the things he also did was he built a business called Guardian Industries, employed thousands of folks around the region. And with that company, he was able to build his own wealth and give back to the Detroit that he loved.
That's what I, you know, love so much about the story is that he, you know, built everything here. And he says, I'm going to build here, but I'm also going to give back here. And you've all, with the foundation, has continued that by presenting us with the event that we're going to see coming up August 11th.
That's right. So before he died, he established the William Davidson Foundation. And he gave his family not a whole lot of instructions, but he said, do what I've always done and make sure you do something for Detroit. And so we're trying to do what he had always done, and we're trying to do something for Detroit, and especially with this upcoming weekend, August 11th through 13th, for Good Moves, Good Grooves. We hope that his spirit will be with us that weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge weekend, 3-day event. You're going to see so many different activities coming together in one space. And Mark, bringing you into the conversation, the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy is now going to be celebrating 20 years, so this is also a celebration for you all as well. But the work that you've all been doing with the conservancy to just transform the riverfront. I mean, I guess this is a combination, I guess you can say, of all that work coming to one place.
No, it's a big year for the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy. We've been doing this work for 20 years, which, you know, for those of us doing it, feels like forever. But for those of you out there who are enjoying the riverfront, I think it feels like it's just getting started. And that's one of the exciting things. As a nonprofit, we have to fundraise, which is why organizations like the William Davidson Foundation are so valuable to us as partners. But really, we are stewards of this space for the community. We take on the responsibility for all the construction, all the design, which we do in partnership with the community. And then once it's done, we take on the responsibility for cleaning it, keeping it safe, landscaping, and also programming like this event coming up on August 11th. So we are really thrilled about it, and we're excited that 20 years into it, it feels like the Detroit Riverfront still has new things popping off and that it's still such an important place for our community.
It's one of the things that I think I'm most proud of or happy of to be from the city of Detroit and having that riverfront there and just being able to walk and run and jog and just experience such a multicultural, diverse space.
Yes.
In the city of Detroit, which is something that I think a lot of us are not necessarily used to seeing, but it's a really great feel. No. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Just to say, I think that Riverfront really reminded our community of how special it is when we all come together. We had those moments. We had the ethnic festivals, Zahar Plaza. You know, we had certain things that episodically would bring us together. But the Riverfront does that every single day. You have people who are clearly tourists. You have people staying at the Rensen. You know, you have families that are coming down. You have senior citizens coming down. And it's neat to see everybody together. Detroit is a big city. And as we know, it's easy to feel left out of some of the things that are happening in certain areas that are emerging and coming back. But the Riverfront has become that place where everyone feels welcome. And for us as an organization, that's our North Star. That's the most important thing that we focus on every day.
And that's exactly what we see happening, especially for those who grew up, born and raised in the city of Detroit. Just seeing that transformation has been really, really, really great. And you have other things that go on at the Detroit Riverfront. Of course, with the Conservancy, you have free boat cruises. You have all types of other free public spaces that could be used. If you can get into some of the other things that are happening on the Riverfront that people can also get into for free.
Yeah, the Riverfront is just a great place for programming. We'd encourage everyone to check out DetroitRiverfront.org. If you're a parent and you have kids, if you're a senior citizen, you're looking to make some friends, you're looking to get a little bit healthier. We have walking groups. We have yoga and Tai Chi. Tomorrow we're doing a work from a park day, so you can come down. You know, we'll have free coffee beverages in the morning, and then someone leading us in stretching halfway through the day, lunch specials, and a happy hour too. So that sort of thing. Pretty much every day on the riverfront, there's something to do. Our reading program, Reading and Rhythm on the Riverfront, has become a huge success. Kids love that. Families love it. We have VIP readers come down, musicians who sing songs for the kids, and then kids get to choose their own book from the public library bookmobile and take those home. So there's just a lot of things going on. And what we're trying to do is build community. We're trying to bring people together who wouldn't know each other otherwise, and they're making those relationships at the riverfront.
And I love that transition, because one of my questions, the next question, is about the partnerships that you all have with, like, the Detroit Parks Coalition and the Pistons Neighborhood Program. I'm going to ask this to both of you all about those important connections and partnerships with community leaders and getting the message from them and through them.
Well, look, you just described what the experience is like walking on the riverfront, being with folks, and there's nothing quite like it. Mark's description of it is pretty good, I gotta say. I get really excited when he talks about how the riverfront welcomes everybody. My board, my staff, we get really excited about it. It's one of the reasons why we've had just such a wonderful partnership over the years. If you add up what we've done for the riverfront and the Connected Joe Louis Greenway, we've put in more than $30 million into the riverfront's transformation over the years. But it isn't just the riverfront that makes things happen. It isn't just the conservancy that makes things happen on the riverfront. There are partners and individual volunteers every day. And so one of the things that we're doing with this weekend, August 11th through 13th, with Good Moves, Good Grooves, is bringing some of those great entities to the riverfront. And maybe, Mark, you can say a little bit more about the partners.
No, we're really excited about it. So Good Moves, Good Grooves. There's pride in the D, right? And a lot of that pride comes around music, and a lot of that pride comes from programming. So Detroit Parks Coalition will be very involved. The Pistons Neighborhood Program is going to be very involved. And it's just an opportunity for people to experience some of the different activities, particularly focused on families. So there's going to be a one-mile family fun run. The Detroit Sports Showcase is going to allow kids to sample different types of sports activities like street hockey, lacrosse, horseback riding. We're going to have Detroit Horsepower down there. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a party the likes of which you've never seen in Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit Horsepower is actually one that's growing. I believe they're looking for a new space in the city of Detroit now to have the ranch and hold their horses. So that's a really great thing to see happening, because so many kids from the city have no idea what to do with livestock. Let's just wild animals. We have no idea. So that's amazing. And we talk about the music and some of the other programs, of course. Yeah. But when we talk about that community connection, like you were just referring to, and you were talking about some of the things, the Joe Louis Greenway, which is actually extended right where my mom lives, all the way through to downtown Detroit. So it's this really beautiful thing that's happening. Get into a little bit more of the background of that.
Yeah, so the Davidson Foundation, again, takes its model or spirit from Mr. Davidson's own generosity, his own philanthropy. And one of the things that we're focused on is arts, parks, and entrepreneurship. Yeah. So we know that Detroit has such an incredible history of music and the arts, has incredible parks. Mr. Davidson gave a lot of money in his own lifetime to upgrade the city parks. And of course, small business, the spirit of entrepreneurship that is around here. Everybody's got a hustle. Yes. Everybody's got some kind of side thing going on. But at the riverfront, you sometimes see those things come together. So one of the things that Mark didn't mention that I have to lift up a little bit, because Detroit has Motown.
Yes.
And one of our partners, separately and particularly with this event, is the Motown Museum. So Friday night, August 11th, there's going to be a performance of the Commodores, and there's also going to be a Rivertown Review where you're going to have some kids performing on stage. I think that'll be an extra special event, too.
I cannot wait. Ryan, we actually have a clip. I don't know if you put the clip. We got the clip. And I just wanted to play a quick clip of the Commodores. This Is Your Life.
You wanna do so much in life to see you through. Be what you wanna be strong and tell the world you're free.
see the children of the world.
Now, you all were talking about some of the special artists that are going to be featured that weekend at Friday. The Commodores, of course. We're going to see Denise Williams, and we see Kimmy Horn as well. So we're really looking forward to how did you all get these folks to come do this?
This is amazing. And again, it's the partnership with the Motown Museum. We did a great exhibit with them last year that people just absolutely adored. So, you know, working those relationships and having those friendships and being a good partner as another nonprofit has been really helpful. But I mean, Brick House, Three Times a Lady, Let's Hear It for the Boy. I mean, it doesn't get much more Detroit than that. So we're really excited about that. And, you know, Kimmy Horn may be the least known of those three names, but man, anybody who's seen Kimmy Horn wants to see her again. She puts on a party.
I see.
And she'll bring some pride to the D down on the riverfront.
I cannot wait. And same thing with the Motown Museum and bringing these particular artists. I know this is just one event. We haven't even gotten to August 11th yet, but future events, what do you see? How big do you think these can get?
Oh, gosh. I mean, the riverfront honestly has something going on every day, nearly, certainly every weekend. So I think they'll always come up with the great ideas that we can bat back and forth and figure out something big to do. This was done really specially for Mr. Davidson's 100th birthday. We wanted to, last December, it would have been his 100th birthday. We made an announcement that we were going to support and sponsor this weekend. And we also made a large gift to the Community Foundation's effort called Project Play. And they're one of our partners for the weekend as well. We gave $1 million to Project Play to support youth fitness, youth sports activities around the region and across the city. And so they're going to be showcasing all of those activities on that Sunday of the Good Moves, Good Grooves weekend. So again, come out for the Commodores, stay for the youth sports showcase on Sunday.
That's amazing. We actually had the Detroit Roller Derby on, who I believe received some of the funding for that to kind of have a program for inner city kids to learn about roller derby. And I hope I get to see them out there as well, because that is something fascinating to think about with the young kids playing sports. So you have the 3-day weekend, August 11th, August 12th, August 13th. August 11th, we're going to see the concert at night, A ton of other events. August 12th, we're going to also see outdoor activities, 3v3 in the D, which is a 3-on-3 basketball tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you think of Mr. Davidson, you think of the Detroit Pistons, and you think of basketball. And so we wanted to make sure that there was a 3-on-3 youth basketball competition that day. And Detroit Pistons Neighbors Program is going to be a great partner for that.
And how do people know about, how do they register? How do they get in contact with you all?
Yeah, it's a great website, DetroitRiverfront.org/goodgood. Can't forget it.
I love that. good. Oh.
Just one quick thing on that. Mr. Davidson was known when he was known as a man of very few words. But when he saw something and felt something and heard something good, he would simply look at the person and say, good.
Oh.
So there's a little bit of a Mr. Davidson inspiration around the Good Moves, Good Grooves, and I suppose the website link too, which again, DetroitRiverfront.org/goodgood.
Good. I love that connection. Well, that is all that we have for you this afternoon about the particular event that's coming up. Please let us know the entire rundown one more time so people know what they're going to get into August 11th through the 13th.
Yeah, August 11th, the Motown Museum's Riverfront Review. Excited about that. That'll have the Commodores August 12th, 3v3 in the D, the 3-on-3 basketball tournament, and August 13th, the family-friendly 1-mile fun run and the Detroit Sports Showcase.
Sounds like a party. Darren McKeever is the president and CEO of the William Davidson Foundation, and Mark Wallace is the president and CEO of the Riverfront Conservancy. Thank you both so much for being here, sharing all the things that are going to be happening, all the good things that are happening from both of your foundations and organizations, and we look forward to meeting you all again.
Thanks so much. Thanks. Come out to the Riverfront, August 11th through 13th.
Yes.